Hello all.
Hey all and all.
Today, I have the pleasure of showing and demonstrating you a concept that might entertain you as we discuss this subject in greater detail.
That is right. Today we will show you how we, as computers, can tune away a professional orchestra tunes-up. We have 7 other voices with us.
Yep, I am Harry. I have the lowest voice in the bass section.
I am Dennis. Although I speak with a breathy voice, I am useful in the baritone section.
I am Frank. I know I have a whispery voice, but I know I can do better. If I could sing, I would belong to the lower part of the tenor section.
I am Kit, and although I am just a kid, I sing in the treble section.
I am a very unique voice. I am Reba, and I am a contralto, the lowest voice in the female section.
I am Ursula, and I would say I am in the mezzo alto range.
I am Wendy, and I am not much into singing.
Finally, I am the default voice for variant. I can sing whatever I want as long as I have proper commands. Ah, very good, my fellows. Glad you could introduce yourselves to the audience. Now shall we skip the boring discussion and dive into the fun part? How about it, guys?
Yes.
All right. I know you all want to get started, but as we say, you can never start immediately without some lecture first. That means you have to listen to us rattle on and on about why we do this and that. For those of you who want to know, you will enjoy this part. For those of you who want to skip to the actual tuning, those of you can just fast forward past the lecture.
Let me give you a brief introduction to the orchestra and how scores are traditionally laid out and evenly divided.
I am going to give you a tour of the woodwind and brass section first, and Betty, you give us the tour of the percussion and strings. We will do the keyboards later.
Sounds like a good plan. Let us get it over with.
All right. So here we are, in a professional orchestra. Hear them tuning? They are tuning to various notes, as we will explain later on. Let me show you around first. So here we have the woodwinds. We have the flutes 1 and 2, as well as the piccolo. Just to make things clear, here are 2 flute sections, but that does not necessarily mean there can only be 2 flutists. There can be 10 flutists in the first flute and 5 in the second. This applies to all other sections as well. Generally speaking, the number 1 section is the highest of all, the second section is lower, and so as the third and the fourth. This applies to concert bands and other ensembles. Here we are at the oboes. Just like we had with the flutes, we have a first oboe and a second oboe. It has been said that the oboe is the leading instrument used when tuning an orchestra. Alright, here we are at the clarinets, whose sections are just the same as the last 2 instruments. In most orchestras you will generally find a B-flat clarinet. These instruments you will find in any concert band and orchestra ensembles. These clarinets are used to tune symphonic bands to concert F and B-flat. Okay, here we are at the last woodwind instrument in this section. Here we have the bassoons. Now what is interesting about these instruments, is that they are divided into 3 sections, again, number 1 being the highest, and number 3 being the lowest. Now that we have gone through the different sections, let us review them. We have the flute, the piccolo, the oboe, the clarinet, and the bassoon. Additional notes, some composers may choose to add an extra woodwind, such as the English horn. If such is the case, this would go in between the oboe and clarinet. Okay, let us walk over to the brass section and see what they have. So here we are. You can hear a lot of brass instruments playing. Let us begin with the French horns, also known as the F horns. These horns are tuned to F below middle C. We have 4 of these sections. Next, we have the trumpets, 1, 2, and 3. All of these trumpets are in B-flat below middle C. Now we have the trombones, 1 and 2. Finally, we have the tuba. Again, some composers may put an extra brass in a piece. The bass trombone would fit in between a trombone and tuba. Shall we take it over to Betty, who will give us a tour of the percussion and strings?
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that. Okay, so as Paul explained, we have some exceptions as to how orchestras are laid out. He just covered two out of the four main sections of the orchestra. Let us begin with the timpani, the most important component in large ensembles. A timpani is a drum or set of drums that have an actual pitch when struck with a mallet. They do not sound like an actual drum, because the sound resonates inside the bowl of the timpani. The pitch is varied by a pedal mechanism which the drummer can change. Now here we are at the orchestra kit. In here we see claves, blocks, mallets, standalone snare drums, and large bass drums, some cymbals, triangles, and maracas and tambourines. Oh, and let us not forget the gongs and the brushes and those cylinders with grooves on them. You might also find a wind machine here, but that depends on the composer's choice. That is all we have here in this section. Let us move on to the mallets. So here we have xylophones, marimbas, glockenspiels, and occasionally some chimes. When we look at how this section is laid out, we see percussions 1, 2, and 3. The suspended cymbals have their own section while the drums and mallets have their own. Now we come to the main part of the orchestra, the strings and the last of the orchestra. We will start with the violins. Perhaps the interesting part about the violin section is that it is divided into two or three sections, similar to the wind and brass. Now let us turn our attention to the violas. From here on down to the last two, they only have one section. Now here we are at the cellos, which are also called violoncellos. It is common for a composer to divide the cellos into two sections, called A and the other B. This is only done when one section bows and the other pizzicatos. Finally, the last section of the orchestra is the double bass, or contrabass. This is the largest of the four instruments, and like all other string instruments, can be plucked or bowed. Let me tell you about the design of all four of these instruments. The violin, viola, cello, and bass all have the exact shape, but the major difference is its size in proportion to the bow that is used. Each instrument has its own bow, and the double bass has its own rosin. Let us now turn it over to Harry, who will explain to us about the keyboards.
Thanks, Betty. Let us begin with the piano. In an orchestra, all instruments capable of sliding can easily tune to any key to the point where the sounds are in perfect sync. Unfortunately, the piano has no way of accomplishing this task, so we have to think of a system that will equally divide the notes in the same distance apart using a measurement called cents, like a cent in money. From one semitone to another semitone is 100 cents. From one octave to the other octave is 1200 cents. We call this system equally tempered scale. This means that when a pianist plays chords, they are not justly tuned. You will hear beatings that sound like wavy sounds. When we tune a piano, we must use some art to decide what is the best way to equally divide all notes in one octave so that we can tune all other octaves. When it comes to an orchestra, the grand concert piano is usually used, since it has the best resonation and the highest quality one can get. Now, let us look at the harp, one of the most important components used in orchestra ensembles, particularly to emphasize long arpeggios and glissandos. The harps are diatonically tuned, meaning that there are only 8 strings per octave. There are 7 pedals, each controlling one string of all the octaves. When the pedal is on the highest position, the harp is tuned to C flat major or B major. When the pedals are positioned in the middle, the harp is tuned to C-major. If you put the pedals all the way down, it will now be at C-sharp major. These harps are usually big and have strings perpendicular to the resonance box. Unlike the piano, one must pluck the strings of the harp with both hands to make it produce a sound. That is all I have to say to you now.
Okay, I guess it is back to me. Now let us begin by explaining the procedure we use when we tune an orchestra. So what is the first step in tuning an orchestra? Making sure everyone is warmed up and ready to go, and that our pianos and harps are tuned. For your information, a piano usually takes up to 2 hours to tune, while a harp takes about 45 to 48 minutes, because it takes 1 minute to tune one string. After that has been done, we will commence in tuning at a standard pitch, which is 440 Hz, or vibrations per second. The first step is to get everyone in tune, based on unisons and octaves above and below this at 440. Let us begin with the demonstration.
Since I can achieve at 440 easily, I will go ahead and tune you up.
So, we should have had everyone tuned to 3 octaves.
Okay, now comes the real fun part. Have you observed a guitar player tuning one string, and then using that one string to tune all other strings? This is the way we are going to tune today. We are going to use the pattern that all string instruments possess, perfect fifths. Here is the order of the strings and how they are related to one another. The double bass is tuned 2, from left to right, assuming that the strings are facing you, E1, A1, D2, and G2. These are the same for electric basses and the first 4 strings of any guitar, except with the fact that it is 1 octave lower. The violin is the exact inverse. Starting from left to right, G3, D4, A4, E5. The viola is tuned to C3, G3, D4, and A4. The cello has the exact same tuning as the viola, except it is 1 octave lower. Using all of these patterns, the most common strings found in all 4 instruments are A, D, and G. The most uncommon notes are C and D. Using mainly the common notes, we will tune our voices to these notes. Perhaps you noticed whilst listening to an orchestra
that you heard them tuning in a particular key. You have the idea that they are tuning in the key of D, although this is technically incorrect. Orchestras should be able to play in any key without any beatings of any kind. The fact that you are playing with the piano means that you have to be in tune with the piano, thus, you are playing in equal temperament.
So, shall we begin a demonstration of how we tune these notes? I bet this will be very exciting to see how this plays out.
So we are going to start by all humming the note A, then we will branch to other open string notes. I want you all to go in separate directions. For 2 seconds, we will join into the A, gradually drifting off to other notes. This should give it a nice pleasant sound you will hear when the orchestra tunes. Instruments that are not string instruments, make sure you play one of the open note strings, or quickly go through some scales in D or A major. Ready? Okay. Good luck! Looks like we are all in tune. Now we can play anything we want. Wow, was that intense. Well, I guess that does it. We showed you what we could about how orchestras tune up.
Yes, and it is much different than tuning up in symphonic band, because in an orchestra, the main instruments are strings, and in band, brass are the main instruments.
Oh, and if you ever wanted to know, professional ensembles, like the London Symphony Orchestra, when it comes to recording, they use something called overhead microphones that will project a stereo image when listening through headphones. These microphones are standing on a Becca tree with which the orchestra stands. Another thing to note is that not all orchestras can tune to A440. They might tune to A442, or A438, which are very slight differences. In a Baroque period, orchestras typically used string instruments, including a harpsichord and a few old-fashioned brass and woodwind instruments. They call themselves the Baroque Orchestra. The difference between a string orchestra and a full orchestra is that the former only consists of strings, while the latter consists of everything you could imagine.
Orchestras are one of the biggest and most professional indoor ensemble you can get to, and they are useful in movies and television, as well as in live theatrical performances. We believe this is because the orchestra is capable of projecting a sound when it comes to suspense that will fit the action and dialogue of the performance.
So, let us conclude this tutorial with a song the Deck Talk Choir has in store for you. Good luck, and happy tuning!